We are learning Masechet Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Yutes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Ahu Gavra Da'ol Lebei Knishto. A person went into the Beis Medrash, Shokal Sefer Torah, he took a Sefer Torah, Yoav Lo Levizu, and he gave it to his wife. Amar Lo, and he said, Ho Gitech, here's your get. He took the Sefer Torah, here's your get. It says in the Sefer Torah of a Kashlo of Sefer Krisus, and it says the Lashon of Krisus in the Sefer Torah, and he said, this is a get. Well, what's the chash? If you're worried, maybe he wrote the Sefer Torah on the other side of the Sefer Torah, and the reason why you can't tell is because it was May Milin, and now it already got absorbed into the cloth. And we said before, in such a case, it's at least a suffer get. Amen Milin, Magame Milin. The lach is that even if you wrote May Milim, and if it was Nicker, it's not a good get. Why? Because all the Sefer Torah are already smeared with gold juice, already soaked in gold juice, and therefore, May Milim, Agame Milim, it's not a good ksav on top of the cloth. So that can't be the chash that May wrote on the other side. Even Shem Krisus, on top of that, Chav Amalav, even Shem Krisus, the Ispa, if you're going to tie it because it says inside the Sefer Torah, the cost of Sefer Krisus, Habinim Kost Lo Lashma, you need Lashma, it's not like, it's not Lashma, it's written in that Sefer Torah. And maybe you'll say, you know what happened? Before he wrote the Sefer Torah, he gave a little money to the Sefer, and he says, write that parasha l'shma, write l'shma for my wife. So we're asked, you have to have the name of the Ish and Isha and the name of a city, and you don't have that. Rashi speaks out, it says, Loshen Shina, because just quoting a Mishnah, but bad. What it means to say is you need the shame, and without the shame, it's not chal. So here, the get's not good anyway. So what are you worried about? So Rav Yosef might come ask on. So what's Rav Yosef tell? Rav Yosef says, by the way, this story, nothing to worry about. What's Rav Yosef trying to tell us by telling over the story? Mike Kamashvalon is trying to teach us, this halacha, that even if you had written the get on the other side of the Sefer Torah, it would not be chal. Why not? Because the ksav is the ksav of May Milin. The only way the ksav was absorbed, if it was written May Milim, then it's kosher even if it gets absorbed. But if it's on top of something that was soaked in May Milim, which is gold juice, then the halacha is it's not a good ksav. So that's what's coming to teach us this halacha: a May Milim, a gav May Milim. Agav, you see from here that it would be mutter at least, or mutter or b'di'evet good if you wrote on the other side of a Sefer Torah. We take a see by a mezuzah that the minhag is to write shakai on the other side of a mezuzah. Because the Yikarai, Bavada on the side of the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to write anything on the side of the Sefer Torah because it looks like being Moisif on the Sefer Torah, you can't write on that. But here on the other side, that would be the Havmin here, if it could be a get, a good get. Lemaisa, if you write it in May Milin, it will not be good. If you write it with real Ksav, it's very possible it'll be a good get. Be a kosher get. Even though it has the Sefer Torah and the rest, but you wrote on the other side, that's fine. We'll see. You don't have to have, you can have, it could be a different value, it could be something else. When you write a get on one side, we'll see it on base. You can write a get on the same thing that you're giving a ksuba. We'll see in a second. We'll see on daf chav on base about that. Amar Rav Chista, get your kasvu shalei l'shma. You wrote a get shalei l'shma, and it has to be written by a cipher, and you wrote the get, and then you realize that was shalei l'shma. You want to try to fix it. You don't want to write the whole thing over. V'hever alav kul mis l'shma. So you wrote over, you traced over again with ink, and this time you did l'shma. So Rav Chista says, this is the machlekes Yehuda Rabbanon. Bonon machlekes Yehuda Rabbanon. Time with the Raisa. HaReisha Yitzhar Luchtav Es Hashem. Someone was writing a Sefer Torah, and he had to write the Shem, he's up to the Shem Hashem, and he forgot that he's supposed to write the Shem Hashem, and it's Gavon Luchtav Yehuda. And he wanted to write Yehuda, but his good luck was V'ta'av Lo Hitl by Dalet. He forgot to put in a dalet. So he lands up with a Yud Kei Vav. He lands up with a Shem Hashem, but it was Shaloi L'shma. It was not L'shem Hashem. When you write L'shem Hashem, you have to do L'shem L'shma. You have to have Kavana for L'shem Hashem. So what do you do now? So Mavolav Kumis U'mekachoy. You trace over it, over the Shem Hashem again, and you mekadosh it. You do that L'shma. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Yehuda holds, you could trace over and write over it with ink, and that's called L'shma. V'chomerim Ein Hashem Min HaMuvchor. Which means that Pashas means it's not kosher at all. In a shame and a mukher happens to be the lashon sounds like maybe not like a tchila, but the pshat is that it's not kosher at all. So what do you see? So what Rabbi Chista say? That you see from this machlekes over here, there's a shail over here. If ksav agav ksav can make the lishma, you write a ksav on top of a ksav, could it be lishma? So Rav Chisda is saying, if you're Rav Yehuda, you could do it. And therefore you could do it L'shma by get also, just like you do Sefer Torah. Rav Chisda says, no, it's no good. Om Rav Acha by Yaakov, Dil Malohi, Ad Kalikom Rabban Hossam, De Be'ino Zek Kelev Avei Avaleka, Avahok Aloi. Zok Rav Acha by Yaakov, no, it could be L'kuli Alma, by get it could work. The reason why it does not work by Sefer Torah is because there's din zek keli v'anvei. When it comes to mitzvahs, there's din zek keli v'anvei. Or sometimes even ma'akev v'di'eved sometimes. And here we're saying, even by Sefer Torah, it could be ma'akev v'di'eved because zek keli v'anvei. Masha'in can get... Right, not get, I'm saying, so Sefer Torah did. Yeah, that's the lashon that the Rishon Medayik, the lashon Baal Kaponim, we'll maybe talk about that in a second, we'll see. That Maisa here is Zekeh Mavei, which is Dafka, Psul, by Sefer Torah, and not Psul by get. Therefore, you can be Doicha, that one has no Shaykhis to the other one, that it's not a Raya from there, that's Machlaikis, because maybe the Kuliyama by get will be good. There's only a problem of Zek Haley Va'anveyu. There's only a problem of Zek Haley. That's what Rav Achariak wants to be Teicha. The Maisa Taisus on Daf Yutesim Aleph asks from here, from this Gemara of the Voyer, that if you write Ksav Agav Ksav, for sure if you're Rav Yehuda, it works. And even if you're Rav Banon, we're saying if you're Rav Acha, it works by get. And the kasha is, did we say Lekuli Alma Daf Yutesim Aleph that Diyoy Agav Diyoy is Nishkin Ksav? It's not a Ksav. If it's not a Ksav, so then why does it help to make it Lishma? That's Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha on Daf Yutesim Aleph. Dear Mashma Diyoy says Tema the Hocham Mashma the Diyoy Agav Diyoy Lo Klumu Lian Shabbos. We didn't get because the Gemara compares the two, and even our Gemara here Daf Chav is Mashma is and for Taisus. That is only, we don't add something on the second ksav. But if you add something to the second ksav, for example, here you're adding lishma, then it is called a ksav. The Rishonim have other terutzim here, and they don't agree to Tosfos Teretz. Like the other Rishonim say terutzim that, one of the other terutzim are that the case over here was that it wasn't dry yet. The case of Daf Chaf was the diyoy was not dry yet when you wrote over it, and that's why it works. But if it's dry, it will not work when you write over it. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Om Rav Chisda. The Lashon Ein Shem Ramufchar is there are some Rishonim that learn that it could be it's only not Lechatchila, but that Gavra that Lashon. You have a question?
Why
isn't that
from
Shem?
They're writing over
it. It wasn't the Shem Hashem. That's the Maila here.
Right,
yes, it's not Shem Hashem yet. It's not Shem Hashem yet, that's why. It's not Shem Hashem. If it be Shem Hashem, it's not going to be a problem. Right, we didn't have one Shem Hashem, so then it's not. Here also, he's not erasing it. No, it could be there. There's a problem with Epsilon. He's not erasing it. He's writing over it. No, you're not erasing it. No, it's the same exact Sav, same Dior. If you know Man Diyom, it's called Moichik. If it's the same thing, it's not called Moichik. It's the same thing. He wrote it over. No one holds that's Moichik. No one holds that's Moichik. Yeah. Nothing more about it. Om Rav Chisda, Yechilu Mifslinu Kule Gita Da Alma. I could pass if I want all Gittin. Om Le Rav my time. What's the pshat? How can you pass all Gittin? Ilem Shem Dechsev V'Kosav V'Hochi Iyik V'Kosle. The minig was, it seems like, that they made the Isha pay for the get and pay for the Sefer and everything. Because they wanted to, because that's Agunas, I guess, they didn't want to have the husband do it, because then... That's the Gemara Babasra says, Rashi brings down. They sent a schar sofer because of the Kana Sekunas. We didn't want that the Baas to pay for it. He's not going to want to give the get. So they made a Tekana that the Isha always pays for the get. So the problem is that if she's paying for the get, it says v'kosav lo, he has the right to get to her. V'hochi iyi k'kosav lo. And here, she's writing the get. So Rabbi says, that's why you want to pass all getim? Because it turns out that it's really her get, not his get? That's not fair. Maybe the Rabbanon were makne her zuz to the husband, and it's ke'ilu he gave it. And this works through what Chazal have a power called hefker bezen hefker. Through that concept, the hefker bezen hefker, this could work. So what's the problem? Ve'elo, I'll tell you what the problem is. Rav Chisda, Meir Rav Chisda, problems like this. Mishum duchsev v'nasan v'ochal oyav le'midi. So maybe the problem is like this, that says, v'kosel of law, sefer krisis, v'nosan v'yada. V'nosan sounds like giving an asina, giving her something, chashev. You're not giving her anything. You're giving her something that's not even worth a shava pruta. When also has mashma, something's worth a shava pruta. You're not giving anything. So if that's the problem, it's not a problem. Don't want to see this get to you. Still, that nosan does not mean that it has to have a value. It means to give a get. They sent Mary to show that halacha is you write on a suri hana something they not have hana from. For example, let's say arlo or something like that they can't have hana. If you write the get on that, the halacha is it's kosher. So you see that you don't have to give something of value. So what's the problem, nosan? But nosan just means they have to make a sinas get. So therefore, Rav is not, I don't hear any problems over here. First of all, it's the money, who's because of law, that there's hefka, that's hefka. It's Venosa, you're not giving her anything of value, you're giving her a piece of paper. Venosa doesn't mean a value, it means sinas get. And Tosis actually brings other places where you see that Venosa does not mean that it has something of value. He gives a few examples. It says, Shlafish Naloi Venosa Re'eu, that's by Chalipin says you don't need a shav pruta there. That's what he passed. You don't need a shav pruta. Also, Gabi Truma Tosis brings down the chita achas pateres as a kri. One piece of wheat kernel, one wheat kernel patters the whole pile. Even though it says tita loy, so you see it doesn't need anything. Also, matnas dam chatas, matnas behind us. When you put on the dam on the corner of the mizbeach or on the thumb of a matzira, also aim by shir. Even says loshav nosan. So you bring a riot mir, a lot of times you find that venasan does not mean actually something chashiv. It means any type of nesina, like here, by nesina's get. Gufa zotumar vayta shalchum itam, kosvu asuriyana. If you wrote the get on asuriyana, kosher. Om Rav Ashi, I bring a raya to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Om Rav Ashi, afin anana mitanina. Ala alo shozayis, it says in our Mishnah that if you write the get on alo shozayis, which means a little leaf from an olive tree has no value. So it says, Klar, that dear, it's a good get. What do you mean? Where's the value? Zok to Gemara, no, it's not right. That at least has a mila. That if you gave him a lot of leaves, you could use it to sleep on, or lemaicha behema, like Rashi says, even though it's not shavu pruta now, but lemaicha, it could add up to shavu pruta. So maybe that's called an asina. To bring a right to surya, no, it's a stretch, because that's nothing, that's no hana whatsoever. You're not allowed to have hana. So there, maybe there it's worse, it's not mamash right. Tayyun to the Brisa. So Rebbe, every Koshval Surinah Kosher. If you write a Surinah, it's Kosher. Takam first a Brisa, that Koshval Surinah is Kosher. Nafak Levi, Darshah Mishmei the Rebbe. Levi went out and Darshan from the name of Rebbe that it's Kosher, Vlei Kosu. And they didn't accept it because it's Mishmei the Yochid. Then he went ahead, Mishmei the Rabbim, and then Levi went out and Darshan Mishmei the Rabbim. He said, the Chacham said it, the Kosu, and they Tak accepted it. Alma Hilchos HaGavurah say, you see that the Levi tried so hard to get the Olam to agree to it that he held that was the halacha lemaisa that he allowed to write the get on even the surahana. Torah Bono to the Raisa, it says in the Pasuk, V'kosav lo sefer krisis, v'nosav v'yodo v'shulcham v'beisa. V'kosav v'loi, it says in the Pasuk, v'kosav v'darashim v'loi chokak. It has to be written, it can't be scratched out. L'meimra, so sounding from this brisa, from this drasha, the chikiku lav ksivi, that scratching something out on a tablet is not called a ksiva. V'raminu m'asio kasha, evet yotzo b'ksav shagavi tabla, evet that goes out with a get shichrur, that's written b'ksav shagavi tabla, which means it's carved out, scratched out on a tabla, which could mean a piece of wood, it's scratched out in such a tabla, or a pinkus, yosel cheres, or scratched out on a pinkus. A pinkus is something that it says in Rashi, "Kein oisan shel galochim shechokaleim ba'et." They scratch it out. They said Rashi, all places, it's covered with shayva, it's covered with wax. This board, and they carve out the ksav on the wax. Halacha is yosel cheres. You see, chikika works. And this price is further, which means if it's woven or if it's sewn into your hat, into a piece of material, there it's not a good get. And Rashi says, you know why? Because it's not a ksav kavua. Because it's just held in by threads. Both threads are tied in. If you pull those threads out, the whole thing comes apart. Therefore, it's not called a ksav. Bakapon, what is even this price? Huh? That scratched out ksav is called a ksav. So heck, you say, v'kosav le'v'chokak, it's a first price that it is called a ksav. Zok to Gevara.
Why didn't Sarai against Texas earlier when we separated the ksav? On Rashi.
Rashi said he carved it out. And Tais has a kasha there. Lachar it's ksav agav ksav when they chesim. Tais asked the kasha on Rashi. Tais answers the new pshat. It goes through and through. He asked the kasha from here. So Tais the answer is, Rashi by saying that it's not a real. It's not there. You didn't carve out the entire chasima. You just made like Rashi prakim. You carved a little bit here, a little bit there, and this way you knew how to follow the lines. It was like a bunch of like badats, you know, follow the dots, and they're right, connect the dots. That type of idea that's Tosis answers Rashi. You have to test on the base. Al kaponim, Amo ulam Rabbi Lazar loy kashv. We have a kashv here. That one hand says the brightest of a kashv loy chakak, and the other hand it says over here that chakak works. Amo ulam Rabbi Lazar loy kashv. Ha the chak toiches. Ha the chak yereches. Which means there's two ways to scratch out. One way to scratch out is by scratching out the osius themselves. That's one way. And the other way is to scratch around the osius, and automatically the osius pop up. Because you scratched around, you pushed around it, and automatically the osius pop up. So if you scratch at the osius itself, that's called a ksiva. But if you just scratch around it, that's not called a ksiva. That's not called a ksiva. If you scratch around it, you push down around it, and automatically the osius show up, that's not called a ksav. When you scratch around and inside the oasis, and automatically the oasis come up, that's not called a ksav. V'raminu, because we're answering now that the chokak, where the oasis pop up because you just pushed in around it, that's no good. But if you carve out the ksav itself, that's good. That's true. V'raminu, it says, but a tzitz. One of the shmoyna begadim of the Kohen Gadol, it says, loya ksava yishakua, that the Shem was just Kodesh LaShem, that's what's said on the tzitz, it was not Shakua, it was not engraven, Ela Boilet, it was popped out, Kedin Rezov, like you have on coins. V'hadin Rezov, Taicha said, the way you make Din Rezov is by pushing around it, and the surah, the picture, is juts out. So the Gemara, it was like Kedin Rezov, like Kedin Rezov. It was like Din Rezov, but he didn't produce it, he didn't create it like Din Rezov. Kedin Rezov, the Boilet, that was Boilet. But like Din Rezov, but not exactly like Din Rezov, the Ilo Hasam Teicha is there by Din Rezov, the way you make it is by pressing around the tzura, around the picture, and then all of a sudden you see the picture. Halcha Yerechais. But here, by the tzitz, it was done with Yerechais. How it was done Yerechais? They did it, they took a thin piece of gold, and they went the other side of it, and they pushed out the osius from the other side. So it is written, Lemaisa, the osius. But it's written from the other side, so it looks like Teichas, but it really was done Yerechas, which means it's done the osius itself, because it was from the opposite side, from the back of this plate, it was pushed out, and therefore it's considered a ksiva.